Coach, you moved to 2-0 tonight, got a good win over Grand Junction Central, also beat Conifer in the opener a couple of nights ago. So it's been a good stretch for you here in the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know, you always want to get started out well. Hats off to the girls for the work that they've done to prepare. So far, so good.
All right. And tonight it looks like you were in control of this match pretty much from the get-go.
Yeah, you know, our defense has been outstanding. We had a number of plays. You know, ball even picked up with the foot a couple of times. So our girls have been relentless to keep the ball in play, and saw some improvement in our attacking tonight as well.
All right. Defense, is that something you stress in practice, you work on maybe a little bit more than you do on the other side?
You know, we instituted this defense last year, and the kids really took to it and have really been very disciplined to do, you know, what the defense is supposed to do. So that's the success we're seeing, is their discipline to play the defense correctly.
Okay, I don't have any numbers from tonight, but Emily Hinchcliffe, Chloe Turner, and Evie Geddes-Boyd, they led you on the other match against Conifer with 30 kills combined. I'm guessing they led you offensively again tonight?
Yeah, you know, we were down two starters with, you know, COVID and COVID precautions, unfortunately, still coming around. So those kids have done a great job of leading us and being our leaders. So.
And then what about CJ Yurkak? I hope I'm pronouncing that last name correctly, but she's kind of seems like she's the director of your offense at this point.
Yeah, she stepped in. She was, you know, part of a 6-2 offense last year. And so we handed her the keys, you know, over the summer. And she's doing a good job of distributing our offense and, you know, really advancing our offense. We're becoming better offensively, and that's a tribute to her abilities, both in the skill of setting, but also the knowledge and learning how to do that.
Okay. When you get healthy, these two girls that you're missing, what will they bring to the table when they're able to return?
Yeah, you know, I think they're just going to continue, that we're going to be able to balance our offense a little bit more. And I think we're going to see, you know, some more kills from those players as well. You know, the girls that have stepped in the last couple nights have done what you want role players to do. You know, they came in and were in good position in blocks. They hit the ball in bounds when they had the opportunity. And again, they were relentless on defense as well. So hats off to their work and practice.
All right. Two games in or two matches into the season, I know a coach is never satisfied. Where'd you like to see your team maybe improve a little bit as you get into the rest of the schedule?
Yeah, you know, I think our next step is just to see some higher-level competition. We go down to the Chaparral Showcase. So we're hoping to see, you know, obviously we'll see some Denver schools down there. So it's always good for us to get down in Denver and you know, play teams are outside of the mountains. It's typically a little stronger volleyball, so it'll be a great test to see where we really are.
League-wise.
Especially early in the season.
Right. League-wise, I know Palisade was kind of the team to beat last year, made the final eight in 4A, had a great run. How do you see the league shaping up this year, and can you contend for that league title like you typically do?
I think absolutely. You know, last year we split with Palisade. And the only reason they took the league title was because they played more matches than we did.
Right.
And so that was a piece there that, you know, we actually had them in sets last year. So we feel very confident that we can play with anybody in the league. And, you know, really came off of a COVID quarantine right before going into regionals. So we were grateful with the opportunity to play, but not as sharp as we wanted to be. So we're hoping to take another step this year.
Yeah, and hopefully we get this virus behind us here in the near future. But what about the quick turnaround? I mean, the season didn't end until mid-May last spring, and here we are late August playing already. You've got two matches in. So how's that quick turnaround been for you?
You know, interesting. I think one of the advantages was is typically, you know, we get a lot of girls that they'll bounce back and forth between club and high school. And so they're playing with different kids, and they're playing a different defense or offense. So it was kind of an advantage, really, that they didn't go back to a different style and were able to just continue. So I think that was something for us. You know, we played a little bit over the summer, but the girls have been Eagle Valley volleyball, you know, since March, as opposed to going back and doing their club. So I think it's been really an advantage for us. I think we'll see the same in other teams.